Welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the associate web editor for meatpoultry.com. In our last episode, we looked at bacon and its relationship with baseball and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. This time, we're sticking with bacon, but adding a splash of something else to it, bourbon. With our offices in Kansas City, we couldn't resist checking out the Bacon Bourbon Festival in downtown Kansas City on April 14th. So the meat and poultry staff went to check out what nine local restaurants came up with. The tasty appetizers range from bacon-covered meatballs to chocolate-covered bacon dates. In its third year, the organizers of the event, a local magazine called The Pitch, were extremely pleased with the results and the attention it brought to bacon and bourbon. It was really an enjoyable night, full of solid bacon treats and people enjoying some tasty bourbon. Dozens of people lined up to try some of the treats, whether it was pork or whiskey. We discussed the event and the atmosphere with Jason Dockery, the marketing director of The Pitch.
How did this idea come to fruition a few years ago?
I'm not 100% sure. I know we'd looked at some other, but we were wanting to expand our events, and we definitely have a lot of meat lovers here in KC, and we felt like bacon was definitely popular. There's a lot of bacon events and a lot of bourbon events around the country, and partnering them up together just seemed like a natural fit.
From what you guys have seen the last few years, what makes it such a good combination, bacon and bourbon, the two together?
There's something about that combo. The people are so happy at that event. It's tough to put your finger on what it really is, but it's just good food and good drinks, and it's not like a beer fest scene where everyone's drinking a lot, but everyone appreciates a good bourbon. And the restaurants, the event's called Bacon and Bourbon, but you can definitely find some things that aren't strictly just bacon. There's pork, there's we'll have some desserts sometimes that may not have bacon at all, but for the most part, they're definitely some type of pork or bacon that's included. But you can definitely get creative, and every restaurant has their own take, and it's never the same.
Yeah, I was curious about the atmosphere itself. You said it's not like a beer fest or anything. Is it somewhere in between a beer fest and like a real fancy expensive place? It's somewhere in between that as far as an atmosphere.
Well, we kind of go with a bluegrass theme, so it's not a formal setting by any means. People are dressed up, but we've got two different performers, AJ Gaither and Nicholas St. James, and they're kind of one man band type bluegrass guys. So the feel is very laid back and very relaxed, and you can talk. The representatives from the bourbons are there to kind of talk about the brands and kind of let history of the brands and maybe what they pair well with, and some of the different flavored bourbons. They can talk to you about how they're distilled, and so it's really you can definitely learn a lot and taste a lot of awesome food and drink.
Check out some of our personal favorites on the website at meatpoultry.com. I can tell you the BLT slider was to die for, along with a wonderful meatball wrapped in bacon. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.